In the first reading today, St. James tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Obviously, only God can give something which is perfect, because only God is perfect. You and I can give good things to one another, but God doesn't want just what is good. He wants what is best. Now, in the context of the reading that the church has given it to us, we're hearing about the Holy Spirit, who is going to be poured out upon the earth, who is going to be poured into the soul of every person who is baptized and in the state of sanctifying grace. That is the perfect gift, because he is God. And he is the one, as we are told, who will lead us into all truth. He's the one who will unite us with the Lord. He is oftentimes very much forgotten. Sometimes you don't pray to the Holy Spirit because he's gotten kind of a bad rap from some of these people who want to claim all kinds of goofy things and say that that's the Holy Spirit. And so people shy away. There is an unholy spirit who wants us to shy away from the Holy Spirit, because he doesn't want us to be brought into the truth. He doesn't want us to be brought into union with God. And he knows that the only way that it's going to happen is if the Spirit leads us into union with God. That is, once again, for us, the most perfect gift. It is the greatest gift. But if we shy away from the only means to get there, then the devil has won. And so we need to make sure that we are separating what is true from what is not. Recognize that if there are all these goofy ideas, that that's all that they are, that they aren't the truth. God is truth, not goofiness. God's not going to lead us along bizarre paths. Now, again, we could look at the prophets and see that God asks some very odd things of them. But asking difficult things is very different from being foolish. God's not going to do something foolish. And we don't have to worry about that. But the other side of it is precisely the point that was just made. God is going to ask difficult things of us, because God wants us to be perfected. God wants you and me to be saints. He wants us to be holy. And so we have to understand again that point that was made a moment ago, that God only wants what is the very best. And God will only do what is the very best. We must understand we cannot change God's mind. God cannot change. God is perfect. And he cannot change. And so if God wants what is perfect, and we want something that is good but less than perfect, we're not going to get it. Because God wants to give us only the best. And we get frustrated because we know that what we're asking for is something that's good, and so indeed it is. But God doesn't want just what's good for us. He wants what's best for us. Sometimes what is best is very difficult. And that, again, is something we have to keep in mind. That we think that what's best is what's going to be the most convenient, what's going to be the easiest, what's going to be the most pleasant, what's going to be the most fun, whatever it happens to be that we're looking at, we have the idea that that's what's going to be the best for me. God may well be looking at it and saying, that's not what's best. If he wants us to be saints, he's going to lead us along the saintly path, which the Lord laid out for us rather clearly and said, it is rough, it is narrow, and there aren't very many people who are on it, because the vast majority of people want to walk along the path that is wide and smooth and easy. But Jesus said that's the one that leads to perdition. not the one that's going to lead to heaven. So if we're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us along the path to eternal life, we have to follow. We have to let Him lead. And we know from the lives of the saints, we know from the life of our blessed Lord, that that is not going to be an easy path. But again, we look at it and say, well, then God doesn't really want what's good for me, does He? God wants what's best for you. Not just what's good, what's best. So the real question we have to ask is, do I want what's best for me? Of course, we always think that what we want is best. Those of you who have little kids know that very well. And they get all upset when you tell them no, because that's not what's best. From their limited perspective, all that they can see is, this is what I want right now, and therefore it's the best. Sadly, for a lot of us, we still act like little kids when it comes to God. We see something right in front of us, we want it, and we demand it, and when we don't get it, boy, do we get angry. I think St. James said something about that too, didn't he? The wrath of man does not work the justice of God. Therefore, casting aside all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, he said. Meekness is the virtue that's opposite of the anger. So why does God sometimes not allow us to have the good thing that we wanted? Because meekness is greater. Because He allows us to see where our weaknesses are. He allows us to see where the vices within us are that we don't even recognize if everything is going along easily. And so He allows some of those difficulties, because when we are faced with the difficulties, all of our vices come up. So whatever they happen to be, each one of us can look at it within ourselves. Well, I can guarantee you, unless you have achieved perfection, every last one of us here deals with pride. That's at the root of all of our problems. And so pride, arrogance, selfishness. But then we can look at our lack of trust. We can look at our lack of faith. We can look at our anger. We can look at our language. We can look at all these different areas that suddenly pop up when we don't get what we want. So why didn't God give me what I wanted? Because growth in virtue is better than the good thing that I wanted. And that's what He wants, is for me to become a saint. And so there's a little thing that somebody put out years ago, and it starts out by saying, God didn't give me anything that I wanted, but He gave me everything that I needed. That's hard for us, because we don't just want what we need, we want what we want. God's not going to do that. We can't barter with Him. We can't try to make a deal with Him. It doesn't work. We simply have to try to conform our will to His. That's why the Holy Spirit is given to us. We cannot do this by ourselves. Try as we may, it is not possible. And so we have to be willing to say, I want to be led. I want to cooperate. I want to grow in holiness. I want to be a saint. And so look deep in your heart and ask yourself, is that something that you can honestly say? Because in our society, that's not where most people are at. Most people in our society want to be wealthy and materialistic and filled with all kinds of things that are pleasant for the senses, because we're a pleasure-oriented society. When we look at the saints and recognize God takes a lot of that stuff away, once again, are we willing to do it God's way? Are we willing to say that I am willing to accept whatever you send me? If there are health problems, I will accept that. If there are financial problems, I'll accept that. If there are difficulties and I wind up being rejected by my friends, am I willing to accept that? Because those are the normal ways that people are going to grow. It hurts. It is not easy. Jesus never said it was going to be easy. I suspect the cross kind of hurt a little bit too, and it wasn't easy either. And that's the only way to heaven. So he's given us the Holy Spirit to lead us. If he's going to lead us into all truth, remember Jesus said, I am the truth. He's given to lead us into perfect union with Christ. So we live in a world that is filled with lies. Are we willing to give up the lies for the truth? Do we really want the truth? That sounds like a stupid question to ask. But in our society, this has become a very important question to ask. Because it's, once again, a lot more convenient to live a lie than it is to live the truth. And so we have to make the choice to say, I want the truth. I want the whole truth. Because otherwise, if we don't have the truth, we don't have Jesus. Oh, we can have our own version of the Lord. That's why we've got 33,000 Christian denominations out there right now, because they all want to make Jesus in their own image and likeness. Do we want the real Jesus, is the question. Because only the real one is God. The rest of them, yeah, we give him lip service, but we don't like this part about him, or we don't like that part about him. Guess what? He can't change. He is God. He is perfect. Isn't it amazing if we say, but I don't like this about the Lord? Really? We don't like him? We don't like perfection? We don't like charity? We don't like truth? Do we really want the Lord? That is the greatest question each one of us has to ask. And if the answer to that is yes, I want the Lord. I want to be united with Jesus. Perfectly united with Jesus, meaning I want to conform my will to his. Then the only way is to ask the Holy Spirit to do it. To open the heart and allow ourselves to be conformed. Again, it sounds easy, but it's not. It's easy to ask the question. It's easy to say, I invite the Holy Spirit in, but it is very difficult for us to cooperate because we are very much attached to our own will. And when the Holy Spirit says, move to the right, and we say, no, 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 I want to go over here. And he says, no, 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 let's go this way. Remember, you want to be conformed to the Lord. And we say, no, I want to do this instead. That's where we see the struggle that we're going to have. That's why he has to take all these things away so that we can learn to conform ourselves to Christ. It only happens in that way. So, with that in mind, I ask the question again. Is that what you really want? I hope every one of us can say yes to that. But we live in a society that is purely selfish. It is hard for us to say yes to that. It is very hard to say yes to that. So we really need to look seriously at that. Because the perfect gift is the one God offers, and that is himself. Remember, where one person of the Trinity is, all three are there. So if we're opening our hearts to receive the Holy Spirit, that means we're also opening our hearts to receive the Father and the Son. When you receive Holy Communion, it is indeed the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It is the full person of our blessed Lord. But the divinity is shared equally with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So when you receive our Lord and Holy Communion in a few minutes, you receive the entire full three persons of the Trinity into yourself. So God is giving the perfect gift, himself, the fullness of himself, not part of himself. Guess he can't even give part of himself because you can't break God up. But he gives the fullness of himself to you, the perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights in heaven. And he's doing that to help us to become perfect in the spiritual sense. He is asking us to do for him what he is doing for us. That is, to give ourselves to him as a gift, to receive the gift he is giving, to give ourselves back as a gift. Now, we like the idea of receiving what he's giving. That sounds pretty wonderful, and indeed it is. But are we willing to give it back? Because remember, we're talking here now about a gift of love. And love is a two-way street. It can't just be one way, it has to be both. It's to giving and to receiving. So we receive the gift of God and we give ourselves in return. It's the only way it can work. So God has initiated it. He has given himself to us and he continues to give himself to us. Now again, the question, do we want to give ourselves to him? Do we want to be saints? Do we want perfect union with the Holy Trinity? That's the gift that God is offering to each one of us. And think about it. We would rather have perfect union with our TV set. We'd rather have perfect union with our stupid phone. We would rather have perfect union with our bank account. We would rather have perfect union with our fancy car or house or whatever. Which do you want? What is the most perfect? That's what God is offering. So if he says no to certain things that we want, or if he asks us to give up certain things, because that's what he's going to do if there's something in the way, he's saying, look, you're loving this thing more than you're loving me, or you're buying a lie over here. We need to let go of the lie so we can hang on to the truth. Are we willing to do that? Do we really want the greatest gift? Do we want the perfect gift? Because God doesn't just want what's good for us. He wants what's best for us. What's best for us is perfect union with him. To become a saint in this life, have reunion with him for eternity. That's the gift that he is offering to every one of us. It is given through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's where we have to turn, to ask for that grace to be poured into our hearts so we can conform ourselves and through the grace of God to become a perfect gift, perfect in the spiritual sense, so that as God gives himself perfectly to us, so we can give ourselves perfectly to him. When that happens, the two are one. Our wills are conformed to his. We are transformed, the saints tell us, and we can become that perfect gift given by God above.